Oh, sometimes when we get first saved, we get full of all that zeal. You know, we'll tell everybody like it is. But then the good Lord brings us back down to earth a little bit in reality. Realize we're still in this body, this flesh. You know, our soul is saved, but we're still born with this mind that has been formed into the fashion of the world. Amen? So we still need help once we have come to the knowledge of who Jesus is. And then, as for me, when I saw the darkness in my life, even though His light shined in my heart and I accepted Him, believe it or not, that didn't fix me. That saved my soul so I could become sons of God. Can you say amen? Because that's a journey. It's a process, guys. But aren't you? I can tell you by experience, I got stripes on my back. He spanked me a lot. Because He loves us. Amen? And sometimes I wasn't the best example as a Christian should be. Amen? Now, I love the Lord. My heart was set on following Him. But there was this thinking up here that kept getting in my way, you know? This old mindset of mine, this old attitude I had, still had to be saved. Heard a guy say one time, it takes guts to leave the ruts. You know, when you've been stuck in that rut all the time, and you've been living that lifestyle all the time, it takes a little while for you to rise above that miry clay, sinking sand that David said, I found myself in. How many know me? David found himself in a bad spot after he followed the Lord. You know, he failed too. I tell you, he's probably one of my greatest heroes. You know, if you read the story of King David, that man made a lot of mistakes. But he had one thing going for him. He had a heart for God. Can you say amen? Let's just bow our heads. Father, I just thank You for this wonderful day that You have given us. And we thank You for the examples and the men that have blazed the trail and led the path for us. We thank You for the truth in Your Word that You have revealed through their lives and how great You are when we allow You to be our God in our lives. And I'm humbled and grateful, Lord, to get to be here today to break bread with my brothers and sisters and to share with them the love of Jesus that is shed abroad in our hearts through and by the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we welcome You. You have Your way. You say what You need to say, so that we can hear what the Spirit says to the church. And the bride says, amen, amen. You know, we are a very special people. This morning, if you're sitting in this church, or you're sitting in a church that preaches God's Word, you are a special person. Not everybody, believe it or not, really wants to hear the truth of God's Word. They want you to make them feel good about where they're living at and continue on in the journey and them never reaching their full potential for the Lord. Amen? The Bible says men sharpen men and steel sharpens steel. Some of us has to raise the standard. Amen? What did Paul say? I press forward to the mark of the high calling, but forgetting those things which are behind, I move forward. Amen? We can't dwell on what we did last week or last year or how good it was or how bad it was. Today's a new day. Can you say amen? And I want to encourage you. And I want you to know that I love you because He loved me. See, He loved me when I thought I was all that in a bag of chips. It's really fun to make fun of yourself when you really realize, Alan, you weren't all that. I still ain't. I'm nothing without Him. Can you say amen? I really am nothing without the Lord. He gave me the voice. I couldn't even talk. I stuttered. I couldn't say the word what. But when I invited Jesus in my heart, I came to that altar, 12 years old, for the first time I met Jesus for myself. My mom and all them, everybody around me knew Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. But that day, I met Jesus. I came up there with joy in my heart. You say, how can a 12-year-old have a burden of sin? Oh, believe me, I had a burden of sin. I felt the burden of sin at 12 years old. I knew the gravity of what sin had done to my life before we ever got to that place. Then I learned from there on how to follow on to know the Lord. Amen? He, the Holy Spirit, is what convicted me And it's Him that pierced my heart. And it's the preaching of the Word that got me to listen and caused me to want to hear more about the Lord. I didn't just decide one day, well, I'll just get saved. It didn't happen that way. It really took the leading of the Holy Spirit and the message and the Word of God that was preached and the songs that were sung, like the ones we sung today. That was the kind of songs I got saved on there. You know, they knew what they were singing about. They had battled some battles with the devil in them songs. Amen? Get on your knees and have a little talk with Jesus till you feel that fire burning. How many know what that means? Amen? How many know that Jesus knows what that means too? We're going to talk about this today. Lord, help me. Hopefully we can get this in. Because the Lord has got such good blessings for us. We just need someone to help lead us in that path. He said He will be led in the path of righteousness. Amen? So if you will, go to your Bibles, and she's going to put it up for us. St. John. We're going to start at the fourth chapter. And I know many of you have probably heard this sermon, the woman at the well. Amen? Well, let's start off at, get my eyes clear, start off at verse 5. So Jesus, He came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well, and was about the sixth hour, which was about noon. And the woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me the drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to Him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered her and said to her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me the drink,' you would have asked of Him, and He would have given you the living water." Amen. Woman said to Him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where will you then get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well, who drank from this himself as well, and his sons and their livestock?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water will thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a fountain of water springing up unto everlasting life." Let's just stop right there. Can you say amen? That needs no explanation there. Amen? Aren't you glad we know that Jesus loved this woman on His journey? On His journey. How many know we're all on a journey in life? Amen? He was on His journey. He was on a specific journey. Can you say amen? He was going to Samaria. God has a purpose and God has a plan for our lives. Aren't you glad He knew? He knew that woman was thirsty. He knew before she knew that she needed Him. Does that sound familiar? That's me. He knew before I knew that I would realize one day that I needed Him. That I was thirsty. Something had to fill up this longing in my soul. Amen. Yeah. Then the woman said to Him, "Sir, give me this water." Isn't that beautiful? So simple. "Give me this water that I may thirst, nor come to draw." Jesus said to her, "Call your husband and come here." The woman said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you're with now is not your husband. And that you speak true." Amen. Boy, can you imagine how she felt at that moment? Wow, this guy knows something about me that I didn't think he would know. This man at the well. You almost stop there for a minute. You know, this woman went to this well at 12 o'clock in the middle of the day. And she had a bucket she brought with her to get water. And when she met Jesus, He asked her, He started the conversation, right? Wouldn't you assume that would be the normal course of events? A woman alone at the well, and a man there by himself. He speaks to her and says, give me something to drink. That's a normal course of things. I kind of wonder where she found all five of her other husbands. I'm just saying. You know, men go to that well with their livestock to give them water. She was looking for a man. Amen? She was looking for someone to love. Or better yet, she was looking for someone to love her. And this is the most beautiful love story in the Bible because Jesus loved her, didn't he? He loved her in spite of her past. In spite of her bad decisions, right? In spite of her longing to have a meaningful relationship, she came to the well. A lot of people today are going to a well of sorts. They're looking for a source in the world to satisfy their thirst, only to not find what they're really looking for. Amen? I'm telling you, if you're here and you're hearing this word, you've made a choice. You want to hear the truth, or you wouldn't be here. And Jesus told this woman the truth. Can you say amen? Something about when you hear the truth, in spite of your sin, in spite of your shortcomings, in spite of your mistakes, down inside you, you're longing for someone to give you that correction, aren't you? But if someone doesn't give you that love and tell you enough to tell you your sin, you continue on in that same journey. It takes love. It takes love to reach people. God loved us so much, He gave His Son for us first, right? So God showed love first, amen? The way the world is, they want you to show them love and then they'll give you love. Ladies, that's not love. Men, that's not love. Love is when you love first, unconditionally. The only way you can love that way is first know the lover of all loves, and that's God, His love. Amen. You know, when you have His love and you experience His forgiveness in your life for the first time, the second time, the third time, all those stripes, because we've all come up short, the Bible says, we come up short. How much? Just a little bit. How many know when you just make a little mistake, you feel pretty bad about it, right? But if you start adding up all those mistakes, after a while, you start thinking, well, I am a collection of all those bad mistakes. And the devil starts talking to you. Well, he talked to you even as a Christian, in case you didn't know. He'll put thoughts and ideals in your mind. He'll tell you what a failure you are. You're supposed to be the song leader. You're supposed to be singing. You're supposed to be praying. You're supposed to be preaching. He tells you all the things you're supposed to do at the right time to make you feel like giving up. Can you say amen? I know He talks to us, puts those stupid thoughts in our heads. But I got good news. Can you say amen? That Jesus loves us, and He knows before we knew that He was going to find a way to bring us to Him. He sought this woman out. Can you say amen? He knew this woman was going to be there today, and she was going to need a Savior. Well, let's read on a little further. The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, believe me, the hour is coming when you shall neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for the salvation is of the Jews. Not the hour is coming and now is. The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's why I'm saying you're special this morning. Because you're here to hear the truth. Amen? In spite of your whatever you're not supposed to be doing, you're not living up to that perfect measure. Amen? You're here to hear the truth. When you come to hear the truth, you also receive the forgiveness. Amen? Truth is so valuable. The Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Amen? Listen, there was a time in my life I knew the Word of God said this, but if you took me and put me in this, it wasn't the same. You understand? There was a whole lot of lack going on there. Yeah. So I had this war between me and him. Well, how do you do it? Everybody says do this and do that. I couldn't do it. I found out all I had to do was believe the truth. No matter what I was doing, I had to agree with God's word that his word was true and I was a liar. When I got to that place, I said, God, you're the truth and I'm a liar. You're the truth, but I believe your word. Your word says, your word says, your word says. You mean, you know, you don't do something you don't believe in. You know that? You don't follow or you don't do something you don't believe in until you believe the truth. You won't hear the truth. You won't receive the truth. You won't believe the truth. Amen? So he gave her the truth. He said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I love the sign I saw out back. The truth is what we preach here at this church. How many of you saw that sign out front? Amen? The truth. Without that, we have nothing. We have man's ideals, man's concepts, and man's interpretation of what the truth is. But how many of you know Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am life. If we preach him, that's all that matters. Amen? This ain't Alan. I didn't write this. He wrote this. Amen? But we want the truth. We need the truth. And let's read a little bit further on. And the woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I who speak unto thee am he. Can't get no plainer than that. Amen? And at this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with the woman, yet no one said, why do you speak? Or why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way to the city and said unto the men, come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. Amen. Listen, he is the truth, he is the way, and he is life. And the most important thing of all, she did one thing, guys. She put her pot down. Read it. She left her water pot. She didn't need that pot to help her find her peace in life. She left that water pot. Came a day when I had to die from Alan. You know, until we die, we can't live. You know, water baptism represents being buried and resurrected in his life. But there comes a day when you really hang on the cross and you really let that truth really come in your life and you say, your word is truth and I'm not, and I can't live without you, Lord. Amen. We got to lay our water pot down, people. We got to lay down that thing that we think is helping us. It's not helping us. Whatever that water pot is in your life, mine was different. There's something in our lives that seems to always be our crutch we go to. The Bible says, deny yourself, take up the cross, and then follow me. He also gives an example. It's easier for the camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the disciples said, well, how can this be? With man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible to them that believe. So when you look at your circumstance, and now that you've received the truth, and now that you're hearing the truth, and now you see the light, and you see your darkness, what do? Now you really got to get the work done. The work begins now. Jesus is the finished work, but we got some work to do too, don't we? We got to work. We got to follow the works of Christ, believe in his word, and obey his word. You can't be obedient and faithful until you fall in love. You see, I was raised in an organization where they had all these do's and don'ts. They had this list. They'd even tell you before you become a member, you had to fit in this category. And I'm like, well, I thought we had a list right here. Book. No, they had one too. I don't know what I'm doing. So me, being a child, being a young person, I had the heart to listen to the Lord. And I began to read my Bible, and I began to pray, and I began to talk to other Christians who were good Christians, by the way. Who, when I got around, they loved Jesus. How many of you know you can be around people who really spend time with the Lord? You can tell. They pray and seek the Lord. I was a messed up case at 12 years old. I don't need to say it, but I needed Jesus. And I needed him more every day than I did the first day I met him. And I still need him more every day now. Because now that knowledge, that truth is in my life. And I realize the devil is out to get us, guys. Amen? He wouldn't tell us to put on the whole armor of God if we didn't need it. What do you put on the whole armor of God for? Just to sit around and say, I'm a Christian? No, no, you put on armor so you can do battle with the devil. Amen? I'm a force to be reckoned with because the force in me is greater than he that's in the world. Amen? I don't fear and tremble devils. Devils fear and tremble the man that's living on the inside of me. Amen? He set me free. You can't be free. You can't help others be free till you're free. Amen? I'm free this morning. You're free this morning. Amen? Because he sets you free. We don't have a problem with the devil. We have a problem with us. The devil's defeated, people. He's under our feet. Amen? God had put him under our feet. There's one more enemy that's going to be destroyed, too. Death and grave. And one day, God said, sit thou on my side, son, till I make your enemies your footstool. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed shall be death. I don't know about you. I just had a loved one pass away. We had a wonderful service for her. And she went home to be with Jesus. I got to hold her hand till she drew her last breath. Her mother was there. Her sisters were there. Her children were there. As sad as it was, cancer was terrible, people. It's horrible. This disease is just killing people. And she took her last breath. And she said to her mom, Mom, can you let me go? You know, when you're a mother, the last thing you want you to do for your child to do is say, can you let me go? No, I won't let you go. Because you love your children. Amen? But I'm telling you, there was an easy place for me to be, seeing her say, goodbye, Mom. And it looked like she glazed off and saw eternity for at least an hour before she ever drew her last breath. Now, let me tell you, she lived, she has a child, she has children, she lived on this planet, she was my friend, and I loved her very much, my wife's niece. They grew up like kids, my siblings. I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but God didn't put me on this planet, give me a life, give me a mind, let me see the sun and the stars and the moon and the beautiful creations that he created, only to dig a hole and put me in it in 100 years and that's it for me? No, that ain't a very intelligent creator. You hear me? God wouldn't do that to me. And he ain't going to do it to you. But there is going to be a separation. Some are going to be on the right, amen? And some are going to be on the left. And if you're on the right, you're on the right side, amen? Now, what we have to do is the just shall live by faith, right? How do you live? By faith. Faith in what? Faith in his word, that he'll keep his word. Amen? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Can you say amen? So, only thing we have to hold on to is not us. It's his word. Now, here's the secret. Get his word and hang on his word. Because man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. When Jesus spoke to the devil, he told him the word. Amen. How are we going to defeat the enemy? By telling the devil where to go. Amen. It is written. If God's for me, who's against me? So I had to tell myself, I know I messed up, but Lord, I need you. I kept falling on the word. Falling on the sword. The more you fall on the sword, guess what? You start cutting away at yourself, the old flesh. Circumcision of the spirit is the same symbol as circumcision of the flesh. God wants us to take his word and circumcise our flesh, cut our flesh with the truth. And it hurts, don't it? But there's healing. Amen? All right. Let's go to 1 John. Amen. 1 John 2 and 3. Now by this we know that we have known him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, say keep his word. Keep his word. Keep his word. The trick to keeping his commandments is keep his word. Hold his word up. Hold the word of God up. Just say, Lord, I stand on your word. Your word is the truth. No matter what I'm doing, your word is the truth. I stand on your word. Listen. And truly the love of God, here it is perfected in him. Now what? By keeping the word, the love of God is perfected in you. That's how we fall in love with the Lord. The truth is what got you in here. Now what's going to keep you is the truth. And that love is going to be perfected in your heart as you grow in God's word. Amen? Grow in God's word. By this we know that we are in him. He who said abides in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. Okay, now listen, he was perfect. Is anybody here perfect? No. But we walk like he walked. What did he do? Read his life. His darkest hour was the hour before he gave his life. Amen? He had 12 disciples. He asked a few of them, can you stay with me 1 hour and watch? What was he so stressed about, y'all? He was born for that purpose, to give his life. Amen? But didn't he go into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray? And it said his sweat, his tears became as drops of blood. What was he agonizing over? He was agonizing over the same thing we agonized over. This flesh. This mind that doesn't want to obey. This mind that doesn't want to hear God's word. This mind is the enemy of God. But let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Amen? So how do we get that mind? We got to think like God. How you think like God? You got to get to know God. Get to know his word. Amen? The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. The shield of faith. Faith doesn't come without hearing, hearing by the word of God. And the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girt about with truth, and our feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. That's how we put on the armor of God. That's how we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep his word truly. The love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Amen? Now go over to verse 15. Is that right? Do not love the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. How many in here are guilty? All three. Amen. Right? That's how the devil tricks us. He gets us tripped up in the same three things he tried Jesus in. These three things are the same test Jesus had to pass. We've got to pass this test. We have passed it. He overcame it so we can overcome. Is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Can you say amen? He who does the will of God, what's the will of God? Believe his word. Now go to verse 10. No, verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it and have no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Let's go to verse 28. Now, little children, abide in him, and when he appears, we may have confidence not to be ashamed because before him at his coming. If we know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of God. You say amen? Let's go one more verse. Let's talk about fear. Now, last verse of chapter 3, 24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him, and by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. He'd say Spirit. Amen? Who gave us the Spirit? God gave us the Spirit. He gave that woman that living water that day. He gave her the Spirit. Amen? The Spirit of truth living on the inside of us. Now, let's jump over to verse 17, 4 and 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may be have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect, but love. For we love him because he first loved us. Amen. So, you know, I was that child that was rebellious, didn't want to listen, didn't want to conform, didn't want to obey, want to do my own thing. Then I had to go through some heartaches and trials and troubles in life, realizing that some of my decisions was had consequences. Can you say amen? And I had to learn. You know, it actually says in Scripture that Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. Read it. Look it up. He learned obedience. You know, when he was left in the city of Jerusalem and his mother and them went on a journey, right? And he had been missing for 3 or 4 days. And they went back to find him. Remember that story? What did Mary say to him? So, what are you doing? What are you doing, son? How many mamas would say that to your boy? I mean, what are you doing, son? Well, I'm doing my father's business. She said, yeah, you might be, but I'm still your mama. You read the story. That's right. We still got to have an understanding, son. We still need to submit to the authority that God has given us. You can't obey him you haven't seen if you can't love him whom you have seen. We'll say it again. You can't obey him you haven't seen if you can't love the one you have seen. Children, honor your parents and love them that your days on earth may be long. You obey your parents because you love them. You say amen? I mean, you love your wives. Amen? Wives, you love your husbands? Amen. What makes us faithful ain't the wallet or the how good they look. But after a while, they get sprout like me a little bit. Get a little thin on top, and the pretty goes away. But the heart remains the same. Say amen. Because God made this person who I am today. Amen. We celebrated our 38th anniversary Thursday. And it was beautiful. You know, for 38 years, we've been married to the same person. You believe that? She put up with me that long. But we have love. Amen. We build our life on God's love. And the example of our lives, failures and mistakes, and the right decisions is an example of how to stay married. You know, we need Jesus every day of our lives. Amen. I want to end there. I want to say this, you know. The way we walk as a Christian isn't what you do. It's what you believe. Say it again. It's what you believe. Because you only perform what you believe. You don't do something you don't believe in. You follow what you believe. Have faith in God. With God, all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. I had so many more verses to read, but we're going to stop here. Because, you know, we need time to talk to the Lord a little bit on Sunday morning. So I thought this morning we would all stand up, if you don't mind, and we would end this sermon with this prayer. And they're going to come up and sing us a song, okay? But I want us all to have an opportunity to renew our love. I mean, you know, it's okay to renew your love with the Lord, amen? So we're going to ask for a renewing of our hearts for His love in our hearts. Renew us, O Lord, amen?